folks, and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, aka Beck, and as always, we love hearing from all of you. Comments, stories, ideas, get a hold of us anytime, call or text 305-900-BEND. Again, that is 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to BendRadioShow@gmail.com. Joining alongside me is my producer, sound engineer, and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, it is March, and what is March? Well, for me, I get excited because St. Patrick's. I love St. Patrick's, the holiday. I'm about a quarter Irish, and so we are going to do a fun-filled show talking about some easy, fun St. Patty's things to be doing. But not just that, we're also going to dive into TikTok and YouTube trends that, you know what, I'm going to give a big thumbs down to, and you're going to want to be sure to keep listening, because if you are a farmer, a rancher, or say you own property at the lake or have a cabin, you're not going to like these either. Here we go. So first off, when it comes to St. Patty's Day, what do Tigger and I do to take advantage of the holiday and maybe make it just a tick more special?
Drink green beer.
On top of that, what else do we do? We get everybody together at our place and have a good old-fashioned pinochle card party. I'm telling you.
Tournament.
That's right. Buy-in. I think this year our buy-in is going to be...
No, there's no buy-in, wink, wink.
Oh, yeah. No buy-in.
It's just fun.
It's just fun, right? But think about it. When summer hits, even the spring officially, you know, ding, 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 spring is here. Everybody is running to graduations, baby showers, bridal showers, and then weddings, and then hoping to fit in that summer vacation. So we take advantage of claiming St. Patty's as our holiday and gives us a reason to get everybody out and about, our friends together, and have a good old-fashioned card party like our parents did years ago, right? What is old is now new. You get what we're saying?
We need to implement more of that stuff. I think everybody does, because you always say, we don't get a chance to get together with friends and family and neighbors, so you and I just took the initiative of, no, we are going to try it.
Yes, and it's unbelievable how many friends have chimed in and said, yes, we are in, because let's get real. At one point or another, you kind of get tired of the bar scene. You kind of get tired of spending so much money going out, and it's just kind of nice to get together in a relaxed atmosphere, and that's why we just clean up the shop a little bit, and we even have it there, so it's super chill, low-key. Next up, all right, you're wondering what to do with the kids. I got a couple of ideas. And
sell them.
You're going to like them because, hey, they don't cost you really anything or not too much money. But regardless, they're fun for everybody. First off, I call it the mischievous leprechaun. Yes, that magical mischief St. Patty's Day guy that we love to laugh and talk or watch the horror movies from, Leprechaun.
Those are funny. We got to watch them again.
But think about this. Christmas time has Elf on the Shelf, mm-hmm. right? Let's do a twist on that. A leprechaun pays nightly visits to spread cheer and laughter, or is it more mischief? Imagine waking up to find your tissue box empty or the remote control mysteriously hidden. It's all part of the fun and excitement, I'm telling you.
That's normal.
Okay, it could be normal, all right? I guess I could do this on you. I might do mischievous leprechaun on Tigger.
Yeah, because I can't find the remote anyway.
Well, regardless, the gist of it all is that, yes, a leprechaun visits while everyone is sleeping, and we're really encouraging the kids to get creative and start building their very own, get this, leprechaun traps.
Okay, this is kind of groovy here. I like where you're going with this. This is all right.
Yes, we want to encourage that adventurous side of those kids and spark some imagination and keep the spirit of St. Patrick's Day alive. So that's what I'm saying. Encourage and do these little antics, mischievous things for the kids, and encourage the kids to try and catch that leprechaun.
Okay, this is really cool because St. Patrick's Day does not get really the limelight that it should.
I know.
You know, I mean, the Christmas decorations come out in like May or something like that. It's ridiculous, right? I mean, and there's Thanksgiving and all those other holidays, but you go into the stores and there's hardly anything for St. Patrick's Day.
I think they get to have their decorations out in the aisles for like 1 to 2 weeks max, because then it's move aside, Easter is here.
Umbridge.
What about the lucky leprechaun?
I love your idea, though, of having the kids try to make little traps. That's a cool idea, Beck. You're onto something with this.
I'm just saying.
We thought of it first, y'all. I mean, don't take our idea. We thought of it first.
We're going to stamp our mark on that one. But yeah, I was sitting there and I was thinking about what to do with kids. And I always love encouraging them to do stuff outdoors. But let's be real. It's hard this time of year, depending on where you are listening and living at right now. Not all of us can say it's not going to be snowy, muddy, or something, or other, right now.
Gotcha.
It's March.
Gotcha.
Let's be real. But I think all the kids can go and make little traps inside or outside.
Even the big kids can chime in that one too.
All right. Here is the next one on my list, and that is teaching and showing. And this is actually a fun one to do with youth or if you have a lady you love or want to impress. And that is buy a bunch of white carnations, which we all know are probably the cheapest flower you could buy, okay?
Right, we all know that.
All right, well, I'm pointing at you, Tigger, like, yes. Hint, hint.
Yes, we know this.
You know, you don't have to spend much, all right? But here is the deal. You can actually change the color of those flowers. And what you do is, yes, buy some white carnations and then have the kids or maybe your lady sitting there and use the water. But all you got to do is add food coloring and those white carnations will start to take on whatever color their stems are sitting in.
So you take the stems and you put them in, say,
water?
Green,
yes.
If we're talking St. Patrick's
That's
Day?
That's what I'm saying. For St. Patty's Day, you want some green carnations to surprise. Maybe you've got some little young girls or something at home. They would get a kick out of, well, A, they got flowers, and B, now they're getting to do a science experiment and change these flowers into different colors.
Look at you getting all creative. And did you really come up with that? You had to have little hints here. You had to have dug a little bit to find some ideas.
Well, what I got thinking about was when I was back in school doing a fun school project, a science project back in the day. And I remember doing this because I couldn't understand how they got certain of the carnations in certain colors. And they just didn't seem like the colors that would be normal. And that's how I learned that was that you just add food coloring to the water.
This is hashtag Tigger approved. I love these ideas. These are groovy there, Beck.
All right, folks, stay where you are because when we come back, like I said, we're going to be talking about some TikTok and YouTube trends that you need to know about in order to keep your loved ones safe
it's
and
gonna
your
put
property.
A burr under your saddle, I think is what's going to happen.
Stay where you are. The Ben Show will be back right after this.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Get ready for the thrill of a lifetime. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is back, featuring one of the largest one-day match bronc riding events on the planet. Join us on Sunday, May 19th at the fairgrounds for a PRCA-sanctioned spectacle where over 30 elite bronc riders compete for a massive $50,000 purse. Plus, add to the excitement with parimutuel wagering. Visit buckinghorsesale.com for a full schedule and tickets. The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana, where the spirit of the West comes alive.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Bend Radio Show. Beck, you wanted me to kind of drive on this one a little bit because it is National Agriculture Month.
Mm-hmm.
So the whole month of March, we recognize and celebrate the vital role that agriculture plays across the country and obviously in our local communities. Touches each and every one of us, regardless if we are a producer or a consumer. And you asked me to come in and just kind of help with this segment here a little bit because of how much social media, and I'm going to say in this case, has infiltrated what we do.
Well,
I'm using an interesting word.
Well, you said that because there has been many pros that it has brought, awarenesses and such to our industry, our agricultural industry, for sure, as well as the outdoors world. And they kind of go together in a lot of ways anyway. But there's also brought some negative trends to social media.
Right. So before we get into the trends, I wanted to just touch base just a little bit on farm safety.
Oh, I like where you're going.
I mean, that's where we're talking today, is with the farm safety. And it's obvious. I mean, we've all learned this, that agriculture is one of the most hazardous occupations. Mm-hmm. I hate that it has to be, but I mean, there's everything from chemical exposure to, falling from heights. That's one. I mean, when you're talking grain bins, you're talking all this stuff and climbing on ladders. I mean, there's obvious accidents caused by animals, as you just talked about with that cow moose. There's the accidents caused by farm machinery, vehicles. I mean, you name it. The list goes on and on and on. So those of us, and so many of us that are listening right now, work in production agriculture in some way, shape, and form. And this is where I wanted to bring up farm safety and talk about this a little bit, because so many of us have been affected by this. But listen to this, folks. This is where we're going with social media. We talk about TikTok a lot, right? And different challenges and different trends, and it gets a little crazy and ridiculous, in my opinion. Here is the latest one, and this is what has got me. This is what is scary all the way around, and that is, here is the latest. And I don't want to pick on TikTok, but here's the latest challenge, if you will, when people have reels and videos on Instagram and on Facebook.
Okay, I have a feeling I'm not going to be happy when I hear about this.
No, I don't think anybody should be happy about this. Here's what young people are doing, and not just young people, here's what people are doing, especially if you are in a tractor that has GPS, right? An auto steer.
Okay, sure.
And you can sink it in to do whatever you're doing.
Well, a lot of guys are getting ready to hit the fields
and
planting season.
Some people are fixing to start planting here
pretty
darn soon.
Especially in the
south. So here's what some people are doing, is they're in their tractor, they've got it on GPS and auto steer, and they're opening up the cab, or they're just jumping off the tractor. But regardless, they're jumping out of the tractor while it is moving, while it's in operation.
Are you serious?
And they are videoing themselves jumping out of the tractor cab, then turning around and showing that the tractor is driving by itself, and then running back up and jumping onto the tractor, or jumping back into the tractor if it's a cab tractor.
That is what's going viral right now?
That's what's going viral right now. That's why I say, I'm bringing up farm safety, and people, I don't want to talk about
farm safety. Okay, I am really glad you are bringing this up, because this isn't just farm safety. Because think about this. How many of us, whether we live in agriculture, farms, ranches, how many of us have cabins and have equipment, tractors, things like that to move our snow around?
Right.
All of that. There's our younger youth, different generations are being shown this equipment and not being shown the safety side of it.
And it's not just the equipment. This challenge, if you will, this started, I believe it was 2 years ago. And oh gosh, what was it, everybody? You're going to know what this is, where you played a certain song and then you videotaped yourself jumping out of the vehicle while it was still in drive.
Oh, I remember
and then,
that challenge.
And then jumping back in. So they kiboshed that one, thank goodness. But now this new challenge, now that field work is starting to come on again, regardless, even though we say we're under snow, before you know it, we're going to be planting in our area too. But that is the new challenge, is that people are videoing themselves jumping either out of the cab or off of the tractor while it's still running. I'm so glad that we're on public radio right now, because we need to be censored of what I would like to say and describe about what's going on, because both Beck and I, we have had close family friends and lost loved ones for this very thing, that have gotten run over by a tractor.
We both have.
This hits home.
That's all I can think about right now.
And
yes.
I can't believe, we have close friends that have lost limbs because of, power takeoffs and taking shields off and all of that. So I don't want to be preaching to the choir by any means here. But what I do want to is bring this up. so that everyone is aware that this is what's going on and this is what is popular with people, especially with some young people, not all, but with some. And it's a challenge going on of how can you show that you're out doing some farm work on some farm machinery and you're jumping off and videoing yourself and then jumping back in the vehicle?
Well, this is ridiculous. And, you know, I have also already over the years kind of, especially in the last year or two, as I've had family members over, my own nephews getting a little bit older and showing me once in a while, I get a Snapchat of them while they're raking or baling or something like that. And I'm going, I don't need to see that you're operating said piece of machinery.
I know you're bailing. You don't need to show me a Snapchat that you're doing that. And especially, you know, the older machinery.
Oh, yeah.
That can be finicky, you know, that can be touchy one way or the other. And now, even with the newer machinery, I know, I mean, it is amazing about what we can do with technology. But that technology is not meant to operate itself. When we say auto steer, that is meant for operators still in the seat of that tractor. So I do know that there are, depending upon the types of models that you have, where there is a shutoff, that if you do get up from the seat, that it does kill the machine immediately. A lot of your mowers and skid steers and those types of equipment, a lot of the construction equipment is the same way, that if there is pressure taken off of the seat, there's a pressure switch underneath. Mm-hmm. If there's an accident, it immediately kills the machine. But on some of the equipment, it doesn't have that feature.
Okay, well, I'm glad you are bringing that up as an option. And for those that do have equipment that has that option, they can make sure that it doesn't get turned off.
Right, that it doesn't get
disconnected. Or maybe they can check into it and find out with their local dealer if there's something that could be added to their machinery that could do the same thing. Maybe there's a sensor or something out there. I haven't researched this, but now you've really got me a little bit, I'll be honest, I'm a little hot under the collar
now. It should be. And, you know, we always try to have fun with the show if we can, but we need to bring this up and create awareness to said situation, because those of us at the end of dirt roads and all of you out there, you know what it's like. I mean, sometimes we get those stigmas about what we're doing, but have those conversations with a family. Make sure that you have emergency preparedness plans, all of those things in place. And by all means, and by no means, should anybody be jumping off any kind of farm machinery while it is in operation.
Well, thank you, Tigger. I got to say, I really appreciate you going down this rabbit hole, digging up this one for us.
Because it creates memories I don't want to have right now of losing loved ones because of this very thing of getting run over. I don't want to be thinking about this, I do want to share that story with people so that everybody understands this is what is happening out there. Hopefully, you know, creating some awareness that we can start to stifle it, that it doesn't become a viral trend. That's my hope and prayer.
Well, let's put an end to it right here. And let's hope that all of you that are listening, this is going to be a topic you have around your dinner table. And this is going to be a topic you have as you are sharing your equipment and showing others how to operate the machinery, what is allowed and what is not allowed when you are out in the field. Well, we will have more about this being National Agriculture Month in the next coming weeks as well, because, of course, we do appreciate all of you out there.
We need to have some good stuff, too. But this was a topic we needed to dance with.
I'm glad you went there. I'm really. Stay where you are. We have more of The Bend when we come back. We've all probably been in a situation where we needed to make a phone call and couldn't because we didn't have signal or reception. We couldn't get a text out, a message, nothing. It can be downright scary when it feels like we're cut off from the world and a person needs to be located, or we need to locate someone. That's where Atlas Tracks comes in. Atlas Tracks owner, Carolyn Stash.
It's called Atlas Tracks. We handle GPS trackers. We recently added safety products, so life rafts and satellite phones and all marine electronics.
So it's beacons, safety gear, tracking devices that I can use anywhere?
No, absolutely. It's everywhere. I have personal beacons that people take hiking. I take mine skiing. Guys are taking them backcountry in Montana. So I do have people going deer hunting for days. They'll take them on their ATVs. But it's for every outdoor adventure sport needing to be located when you're out of cellular range.
Head to atlastracks.com. That's tracks with an X, Atlas Tracks. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode one. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again. Welcome back to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and riding alongside, as always, shotgun with me is Jeff Tigger Earhart. Earlier in the show, we were talking about St. Paddy's Day, getting ready for it, having something exciting. You knew that eventually I'd have to talk about food, right? Well, I got thinking about it, and we've all heard of the same old corned beef hash, right? Okay, well, what about something else that maybe is a little tick easier to make and you can make it anytime and anybody can make it? So what I was thinking about sharing here with y'all is my Irish soda bread recipe. You heard that? Tigger's ears perked up and he's like, Irish soda bread? That smells good.
And so it is easy, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, it sounds complicated.
Well, it's not. I'm happy to say it is not. So I'm just going to go through this quick, simple steps on how to make it. And don't worry, the full recipe will be there for you at thebendshow.com website. You can grab it in this show's notes. So here we go. To start out with, gather these ingredients together in a mixing bowl. That is 4 cups of flour, 4 tablespoons of white sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 tablespoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 cup of either margarine or butter softened, all right? You're going to combine these ingredients in your mixing bowl, and they're going to create the foundation for your bread. Next, you're going to enrich this mixture with 1 cup of buttermilk, 1 egg, and if you prefer, some people like to use raisins, then you'd want to add in 1 cup of raisins for that little bit of a twist on this bread, okay? Personally, I'm not a big raisin fan, so I tend to leave them out. I'd rather melt warm butter when this is all done. So you're going to blend all these ingredients thoroughly until you start having a dough form. So once it's mixed, you can gently knead that dough and start to shape it into a round loaf. Yeah, it doesn't take a lot of time. You don't have to work it really hard like you think about your grandma really kneading that dough. Just knead it gently and shape it into that round loaf. Then take that dough and place it on a baking sheet. And or you could use actually your Dutch oven, by the way, Tigger. Forgot to mention that.
I don't know. Whenever you talk about making bread, it always sounds intimidating.
It does.
I don't know why that is, but you're talking about these ingredients and for some, I think it sounds intimidating.
Well, what I love about this recipe is there's no yeast involved. And I think that's where people get scared, is when you have to start using things like yeast. And this one doesn't call for any of that. So it's super easy. All right. So now you've got your...
So it's not intimidating.
It is not intimidating.
It's easy. Okay.
We keep everything Tigger approved.
Then it needs to be super easy. Needs to be third grade level.
All
continue.
Right. We've got this round dough that we are now either setting on your baking sheet or you're putting it in a Dutch oven, whichever you prefer. Make sure they are greased. And before baking, don't forget to preheat your oven to 375 degrees. But then also, right before placing it in the oven, you need to do this because we are making Irish soda bread, meaning this bread needs the signature mark of Irish soda bread. And that is, you carefully cut an X across the top of the loaf and then just brush it gently with 1 beaten egg white to achieve that perfect golden crust you're hoping to achieve when you pull this out of the oven. Now that you've got your bread ready to go, that dough is all ready to go, toss it in the oven and let the magic happen and bake it for about 45 to 50 minutes. Let me tell you, your house, your cabin, it's going to smell, amazing. So if you have any questions or maybe you skipped part of how this recipe works, like I mentioned, you can find the full recipe at thebendshow.com. And it walks you through it. It's super easy. It even talks also on there about how we had that mischievous leprechaun game to play with the kids and how you can turn those flowers into magical different colors. Check out the show notes at thebendshow.com. And that is all, folks, for this week. We hope you end up being lucky and the leprechaun doesn't pull too many pranks on y'all. Thank you to my producer, sound engineer, co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. As always, remember, folks, keep sending in those questions and comments you might have. Also, letting us know if there's something spot-worthy we need to share, a recipe we need to test out in our very own cabin kitchen, or your area's field reports. That number again is 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. If you missed part of this episode or you want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to The Bend Show YouTube channel. Looking to change things up this next year at your event, conference, awards, banquet, or rodeo? Have us, Tigger and Beck, as your entertainers. We are PRCA Pro Rodeo card holders. Tigger is a pro rodeo announcer, and I am a music director as well. Let us be the MCs, event headliners, public speakers. Let's make your event extra special. Thank you to our partners, Miles City Buck and Horse Sale, Dietelli Outdoors, The Prairie Crocus, Medora Boot and Western Wear, Blue Water Girl Charters, Buckstorm, Little Rack Taxidermy, Mickey's Mustard, ToxicCalls.com, Atlas Tracks, RFD TV, and Wrangler. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners that came along, and whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me, Beck, all week long by following The Bend Show on Facebook and on Instagram. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch Beck if you can next week on The Bend.